Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
What do we call it again? Story
check. Yeah, what is it? I don't know.
Sound
this
check.
One thing.
Sound check.
We changed. I don't know.
Some people ratted you out and said that you wait to the last minute and you rarely ever have something ready.
That's who are some people?
Hello, Mary.
What?
Mary?
I didn't say that.
Stories queued up all the time.
I gave Kevin an idea today, but he's probably not going to use it.
That was what? No. It wasn't.
It was right up your alley.
Not really. This is more up my alley. This is a Masters story. One of the most popular items at the Masters fan shop is the Masters gnome. They introduced it to the merchandise area, I think it was 11 years ago, and it's become one of the most popular items. I got one last year.
I loved little gnome.
Yeah, and I was, even though I was like, what's the big deal with these? My brother's like, you got to get one. Everybody wants the gnome. I'm like, okay, I'll get the gnome. They have a sign that clearly says one gnome per person.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they only have, like, I think it's 750 per day. And keep in mind,
does it have a green jacket?
Well, it changes every year. This year, it's always the looks same. It's this older guy with a white beard. This year, he has a green and white striped polo with a blue vest, and he has a little umbrella. And it's like you can pop open the umbrella. You can take it out and pop it open, and he's holding a cup. So, anyways, I got one last year, and they're pretty strict about stuff because they're always trying to limit people reselling stuff. And we get in, and there's a sign that says one per person. And, of course, the one guy in front of me is like, I got to get – he grabbed two right away. I'm like, they're probably going to deny you at the cashier, buddy, but whatever. But they've just become so popular for whatever reason. So I have one just because I was like, all right, I got to have one. I didn't think I was going to get the gnome. But if you go on eBay, every year they're listed for – I think they sell for like – any. I think last year was $50. I think they're around $60 this year. People try to post them for hundreds of dollars, if not thousands of dollars each year. But
how big are they?
Maybe 18 inches tall, something like that.
Like, is it stuffed or is it a statue?
It's a little statue.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. And anyways, Forbes estimates Augusta does around $70 million in merchandise revenue throughout the tournament. And it's amazing. I mean, when we got in, we're like, well, let's go get stuff. And then, you know, they have right next to the merchandise shop, they have a spot you can go and they box it all up and they ship it home for you. But anyways, it's become very popular. And this year they introduced this limited mini gnome set that has every single gnome they've ever brought to the Masters tournament. And those are selling, I think, for $1,500. And every year they say it might be the last year of the gnome. And they said that last year. So I'm like, I've got to get one. And club chairman Fred Ridley this year was asked about it. He goes, I don't know if it's the last year or not, but the Masters gnome, for whatever reason, has become one of the most popular items at Augusta National.
That's funny. What's your story, Lauren?
So have you guys heard about the bird that New Yorkers are obsessing about after it was spotted in one of their parks? This makes me happy. Okay. So it's this very goofy looking bird. I know it fairly well just from a board game called Wingspan. It kind of has these eyes that are always looking at you no matter where you are. It does this nice little dance. It keeps its head still and it rocks back and forth. It's kind of like the bird version of twerking. It has like this really long, thin build. It's called the American Woodcock. It's not really... It doesn't normally show up in New York, so hence why a lot of them are really excited about it. It's migrating, though, so it kind of made a pit stop, and now all these people are just going up there and taking pictures and videos. Now, the reason why I love this bird is it makes a noise that, no matter what, I laugh every time, and you guys will probably think I'm crazy when I play it for you, but it just makes me laugh. So this is what an American woodcock sounds like. It just
sounds like he had too many beans.
Meep. So yeah, the little meeps. So they're also called timber doodles or bog suckers. They have some crazy mating kind of rituals. They will kind of soar crazy up into the sky like erratically, and then come down really fast. They just look like, you know, like fighter jets that are really risking their life. But yeah, so that thing will probably start to migrate again in April. They've started making like gear and selling them at you know, shops for tourists and stuff. But yeah, so for those of you who have not heard of the American woodcock, it's a very funny bird. I highly recommend looking it up just to see it dance.
Lauren, Annette Prince from Chicago Bird Monitors was on with us the other day. Mm-hmm. She said they're migrating right now through Chicago.
They're here? Guess that makes some sense, because I think it was a few weeks ago I saw that the Illinois Department of Forestry or something like that actually posted a video of an American woodcock in a little creek. And I got so excited. I was like, oh, my God, I'm going to hear the meep live. And then I clicked on the video. It had no sound. I was very disappointed. But yeah, so hopefully people enjoy the meep as much as I do.
What's your story, Mary?
So you guys still have some peeps left over from Easter?
Mm-mm.
Nope.
You ate them all?
Didn't even get them.
They're probably hard as a rock by now, but I have an idea for what to do with your peeps. Have you guys heard of the peeptini?
No, let's go.
Peeptini. It's a sweet martini with marshmallow. Oh, this is just grossing me out right now. Marshmallow-flavored vodka, which I never even knew existed, or vanilla or lemon vodka mixed with marshmallow liquor, which I didn't know existed, heavy cream, half and half, or coconut cream.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck. And you mix it all in there, and then you put sugar on the rim, more sugar, and garnished with, guess what? Your leftover peep. Yep. Yellow, pink, blue, and usually these come out to be that same color as whatever the peep is.
I wonder if it would be like a shrinky dink and absorb the
liquid. I don't know what would happen with all the vodka. Yeah. If the marshmallow flavored vodka would take over the peep. And, you know, I think you guys should make one of these tonight. Somebody should.
I'll make it. You try it.
No. Have you heard of marshmallow
flavored
vodka?
That sounds rough. That's a stomach ache.
Yeah.
That's a college drink when somebody doesn't appreciate alcohol. They just want sugar. Yeah.
Have yourself a peeptini
tonight. Oh, man. Can you imagine that hangover?
Sugar buzz.
The news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.